Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call the Administrator. The Administrator. I am reading from the book of Acts chapter 16 and from verse 6 down to verse 7. It says, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they entered into Bithynia, but the Spirit would not allow them to. In the King James Version, it says that the Spirit forbidded them. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word. Here we see the God that said they should go and preach the gospel to all the nations of the earth and make disciples of them. The God that gave them, commissioned them, sent them forth as apostles is the same God that forbidded them from going. Is the same God that said they shouldn't go. The God that opens doors, this time around, shuts the door against them. The one that said they should go, this time around, said they shouldn't go. It is very possible for God to say no. There's just this assumption that the answer to every prayer or the answer to every desire of a Christian is yes. People have assumed that God guarantees that each time we pray and make a request, not necessarily out of a wrong motive, maybe a very sincere desire for something, that God's answer is yes. It is very possible for God to shut the doors at his children, to say no to a request, to say no to a sincere desire. God can say no. In Revelation, the revelation of St. John, chapter 3 and verse 7, he says, he is the one that opens the door. He opens and no one shuts. And he shuts and no one opens. He opens and no one shuts. And he shuts, no one can open. I repeat, when he shuts a door, no one can open it. Are you struggling with some things in life? Do you have a desire to do something or to get something? And from God's word, you can see that it's his will for you to get it. For example, God delights in the prosperity of his children. But it seems as if the doors are shut towards you. It's not always Satan that does it. It's not necessarily Satan. It is very possible that God has shut the door against you. And you need to seek the face of God to understand what's going on. They were willing to go to Asia and to Bithynia. They were willing to go and take those regions for the gospel, for Christ. That was their desire. But God refused. In the next verse, we see why God says no. Now, I've said that God can say no, but he never says no to us without a reason. He doesn't say no because he wants us to suffer. He doesn't say no because he doesn't want things to work out well. He says no because of his infinite wisdom. In his infinite wisdom, he sees the whole picture. He sees everything going on. He sees his whole plan. He knows the plan beyond what you can understand. You say, but God told me that he will do this and this and this. Yes, he did, but he never told you how he's gonna do it. So do not fix him into a box, putting him in a cage by your ideologies, but allow him to do what he's proposed to do. He had something better in his infinite wisdom. And verse 9 says it all. A vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and begged him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." The Lord showed him a vision in the night. Paul was not expecting that. The Holy Spirit revealed to him his will in all that. The Lord had opened a door in Europe. The Lord's will was for Europe to be taken first of all, and from there, the revival will spread to Asia. God's will was to invade Asia through Europe. That was God's plan. As a church and as his children, we must learn in these times of unprecedented evil in the world, confusion and chaos in the world, we must learn to allow the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do in the way he wants to do it, both in our lives and in his church. The Holy Spirit is the real church administrator. He is the administrator of our lives. He is the administrator of the church. He is the one that determines how things work. We must look up to him for his wisdom, for his direction. Now, looking up to him for his wisdom is not like seeking him for advice, because that's the way a lot of us see it. Looking up to him for wisdom is obeying him and submitting to him as Lord. Obeying his command. He is the commanding officer. He is the administrator. He is the director. Therefore, he tells us what to do. He gives instructions. It goes beyond his advice or his opinion. He gives instructions. He gives instructions. And we obey. We obey. Nobody knows ministry administration more than the Holy Spirit. Nobody knows about the work more than the Holy Spirit. Nobody knows about life more than the Holy Spirit. We must allow him to fault our watertight theologies, to fault our agendas, to fault our organization and our planning and our way of doing things. We must allow him to do what he wants to do. Am I saying it's wrong to plan? No, I'm not saying so. Am I saying it's wrong to organize? No, I'm not saying so. But I am saying we must allow him to do what he wants to do. We must not leave him out of the equation. He gives us wisdom to plan. But the one that gives us the wisdom to plan, we can also listen to a counter instruction. We don't see his glory as we are supposed to in these times. We don't see the power of God as we expect in our midst in these times, because we don't let go of our self-constructed plans. We don't let go of our fleshly and personal agenda and concept of the way things should be done. Now, did God eventually open doors in Asia? The answer is yes. God that said the door had been closed in Asia eventually opened those doors, but in his own way and at his own time. The doors were open in Asia, but in the way he wanted it to be open, and at the time he wanted it to be open. In Acts 19 and verse 10, we see what goes on there. It says, "And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body went unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them. Evil spirits went out of them." A great revival took place in Asia. The word spread in all of Asia beyond what Paul expected. His thinking was that he will travel around Asia, but the Holy Spirit, his plan was that even without voyaging around Asia, the word of the Lord will grow and spread beyond the control of any man, beyond the plan of any man. It was by divine orchestration. This is the wisdom of God. And that's why it says in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Rely on the Holy Spirit. He is the great administrator of your life. He is the great administrator of the church. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need prayers, you need counseling, you can reach out to us via email info@project-charis.org. Thank you very much.